fourth canto, chapter 8, text number 34, I think. Gunadikam mudam lip said.
Gunadikam mudam lip said.
Gunadikam.
Gunadikam.
Mudam.
Mudam.
Lip said.
Lip said.
Anukrosam.
Anukrosam.
Gunadamat.
Gunadamat.
Maitrim.
Maitrim.
Samadad.
Samadad.
Anvichen.
Anvichen.
Natapire.
Natapire.
Abibuyate.
Abibuyate.
Gunadikam mudam lipset.
Gunadikam mudam lipset.
Anukrosam gunadamat.
Anukrosa gunadavat.
Maitrim samadnad anvichet.
Maitrim samadnad anvichet.
Natapayar abibhuyate.
Natapayar abibhuyate.
Word for word. Gunat adikat.
Gunat adikat.
One who is more qualified.
One who is more qualified.
Mudam.
One who is more qualified. Mudam.
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 Pleasure.
Pleasure. Zadovoljstvo.
Lip set.
Lip set.
One should feel.
One should feel. Osoba treba osjećati.
Anukrosam.
Anukrosam.
Compassion.
Compassion. Samilost.
Guna adamat.
Guna adamat.
One who is less qualified.
One who is less qualified. Onaj tko je manje kvalificiran.
Maitrim.
Maitrim.
Friendship.
Friendship.
Samanat.
Prijateljstvo. Samanat.
With an equal.
With an equal. S jednakima.
Anvichet.
Anvichet.
One should desire.
Osoba, one should desire. Osoba treba željeti.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not. Ne.
Tapai.
Tapai.
By tribulation.
By tribulation. Uznemirenošću.
Abibuyate.
Abibuyate.
Becomes affected.
Postaje pod utjecajem.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is useless. This is Every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate towards him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. Okay. You can make translation from here? Oh, everything. Okay. Purport. Generally, when we find someone more qualified than ourselves, we become envious of him. When we find someone less qualified, we deride him. And when we find someone equal, we become very proud of our activities. These are the causes of material tribulations. The great sage Narada therefore advised that a devotee should act perfectly. Instead of being envious of a more qualified man, one should be jolly to receive him. Instead of being oppressive to less qualified man, one should be compassionate towards him, just to raise him to the proper standard. And when one meets an equal, instead of being proud of one's own activities before him, one should treat him as a friend. One should also have compassion for people in general who are suffering due to forgetfulness of Krishna. These important functions will make one happy within this material world.
Znači, 4, 8, 32. Ne, pardon, 34, da. 4, 8, 34. 34. Svaki čovjek bi trebao djelovati na sljedeći način. Kada sretne osobu više kvalificiranu od sebe, trebao bi biti veoma zadovoljan. Kada sretne nekog tko je manje kvalificiran, trebao bi osjećati samilost, a kada sretne nekog koji je jednak njemu, trebao bi s njim stvoriti prijateljstvo. Na ovaj način osoba nikad neće biti pogođena trostrukim bijedama ovog materijalnog svijeta. Smisao. Generalno, kad sretnemo nekog ko je više kvalificiran od nas samih, postajemo zavidni na njega. Kad nađemo nekog tko je manje kvalificiran, mi ga omalovažavamo. A kada nađemo nekog tko je jednak, mi postajemo veoma ponosni na naše vlastite aktivnosti. Ovo su uzroci svih materijalnih uznemirenja. Veliki mudrac Narada stoga savjetuje da bhakta treba djelovati savršeno. Umjesto da postane zavidan na kvalificiraniju osobu, treba biti radostan da ga primi. Umjesto da postane neprijateljski prema manje, pardon, opresiv.
Kao opresiv. Opresive.
Exploitative.
Umjesto da iskorištava. Umjesto da iskorištava manje kvalificiranu osobu, a on bi trebao osjećati samilost prema njemu, jednostavno da bi ga uzdigao do pravilnog standarda. A kada osoba sretne jednako osobu sebi, umjesto da postane ponosan na svoje vlastite aktivnosti pred njim, treba ga tretirati kao prijatelja. Osoba bi također trebala imati samilost za ljude uopće, koji pate zbog zaborava na Krišnu. Ove važne funkcije će učiniti neku osobu sretnom unutar ovog materijalnog svijeta.
Umagyanti mirandasya janajana salakaya chaksu unmilitam yena tasmai shi gurave Sri Chaitanya manobhistam staptitam yena bhutale svaya rupa kadamayam dadati svam padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse Sri Narada Muni is speaking to Dhruva Maharaj.
U ovom stihu Narada Muni govori Dhruva Maharaj.
And he's giving the standard for how one should behave in general with people, other people.
I daje standard kako se osoba treba generalno ponašati kad sretne druge ljude.
And three categories of consideration are being mentioned.
I ovdje su spomenute tri kategorije.
How to behave with those who are superior, those who are equal, and those who are inferior.
Kako se ponašati prema superiornima, prema jednakima i prema inferiornim.
Or we might use the word more qualified, equal and less qualified.
Ili možemo koristiti riječ više kvalificiran, jednak i manje kvalificiran.
Because a devotee always sees himself as the most fallen.
Jer bhakta on sebe vidi kao najpaliji.
But in case in terms of interaction based on qualifications, there is a certain etiquette that is being explained.
Ali postoji određena etiketa zbog kvalifikacija koje osobe posjeduju.
And based on this etiquette, one can be what we say unaffected by the modes of material nature.
I zbog ove etikete osoba kad se tako ponaša u skladu s etiketom, neće biti utjecajem materijalne prirode.
In fact, the verse says if one behaves like this,
zapravo stih kaže ako se osoba ponaša
then
na ovaj način,
never affected by the threefold miseries of the material world.
Onda nikad neće biti pod utjecajem trostrukih bijeda materijalnog svijeta.
The living entity falls to the material world due to enviousness of Krishna.
Živo biće pada u materijalni svijet zbog zavisti na Krišnu.
And then he takes up a material life.
I kad prihvati materijalni život,
and in his material life he sees others as his competitors.
U tom materijalnom životu vidi ostale kao svoje suparnike.
So he makes friends and enemies based on what serves his interests.
I tako stvara prijatelje i neprijatelje u skladu sa svojim interesom.
And this way one interacts with the material energy.
I tako osoba ima odnos sa unutar materijalne prirode.
But here something different is being explained.
Ali ovdje je nešto drugo, različito objašnjeno.
By acting in a proper way or according to the principles of what we say Vaishnav etiquette.
djelujući na pravilan način ili kako kažemo u skladu s principima Vaishnava etikete.
One can be free from all anxiety and suffering.
Osoba može biti slobodna od sve tjeskobe i patnje.
And what is that?
A što je to?
That one has to understand one's position in relationship to others.
To znači da osoba treba shvatiti svoj položaj u odnosu na druge.
Generally, when in the material world, when someone sees one more qualified than a person, they become envious.
Generalno, kad u materijalnom svijetu vidimo nekog ko je više kvalificiran, osoba postaje zavidna.
They feel unhappy because someone is better than them.
Osjeća nesreću jer je netko bolji od nje.
Or someone is getting more, what we say, attention, more reciprocation, more praise, more honor, more gain, money-wise, so many ways. In other words, one sees someone more qualified in different ways, then one becomes unhappy.
Kad osoba vidi drugog koji na različite načine više kvalificiranog, može biti da dobija više pažnje, više brige, više novca, na bilo koji način postaje nesretna.
This feature goes on individually, socially, nationally, and even internationally.
I ovaj aspekt se zbiva i individualno, i nacionalno, i internacionalno.
We see on all levels, people are trying to become, what we say, better than the other guy.
To vidimo, ljudi pokušavaju biti bolji od drugih.
And if someone is successful, other than myself, I'm unhappy.
Ako je neko uspješan, a to nisam ja, onda sam nesretan.
This is envy.
To je zavist.
Sometimes we see in business, it's very prominent. Someone has a business, and someone else has a business just like your business, so you're hoping his business fails, so your business becomes better.
Posebno vidimo u biznisu. Ako dvije osobe imaju sličan biznis, onda ako osoba očekuje jednostavno da ostala druga osoba da ne uspije, i onda se osjeća bolje.
And sometimes you even do things to make his business fail.
A nekad će se čak raditi stvari da bi pospješili biznis te osobe.
Maybe you speak bad things about him, or you set up some false program of propaganda.
Ne da bi pospješili, već da bi unazadili, znači govorit ćete neku lošu propagandu ili neke loše stvari
o toj
osobi.
This is the material world, right?
To je materijalni svijet.
People are always, nobody likes anyone else who's better than them. They want to be better than everybody else.
Nitko ne voli nekog ko je bolji od njih.
Sometimes people praise others in the material world who are better than them, but they're thinking, I should actually be in that position.
Ponekad ljudi slave u materijalnom svijetu nekog tko je bolji od njih, ali zapravo misle, ja bih trebao biti u tom na tom položaju.
Now, on another level, when people who are equal to each other meet in the material world, what do they do?
A kad se sretnu dvoje jednako kvalificiranih ljudi u materijalnom svijetu, šta
you
nade?
You see, if you study the karmis, or the non-devotees, how they act, when two friends get together, they tell each other how great they are.
Vidite, generalno među materialistima kad se sretnu dvije osobe, govore jedan drugom o tome kako sam ja velik.
Look what I did.
Vidi što sam uradio.
Do you know how great I am?
Znaš li kako sam
velik? Actually, I'm your friend and you're lucky to have a friend like me.
Ja sam tvoj prijatelj, sretan si što imaš takvog prijatelja.
You know, so they in so many ways they want to impress their equals by showing how wonderful they are by what they do or who they are, something like that.
Žele impresionirati druge koji su jednaki njima, pokazujući kako su oni dobri i kako rade prekrasne stvari.
So that's friendship in the material world.
A to je prijateljstvo u materijalnom svijetu.
Now, on another level, those who are less, people who understand that these people are less qualified than myself,
a kad vide u materijalnom svijetu kad vide nekog tko je manje kvalificiran od nas,
then they criticize them, they make fun of them, they laugh at them,
onoga se kritizira,
they find faults with them,
nalaze mu se greške.
In other words, they push them down even more.
Spustiti ga dole.
And by pushing them down, they think they're bringing themselves up.
I tako gurajući ga dole, osoba misli da sebe uzdiže.
So if you carefully see how the material world works, this is how people interact. People who are better, they're envious. People who are equal, they're proud of their own activities. And people who are less, they just criticize and vilify.
A vidimo kako u materijalnom svijetu, znači oni koji vide kvalificiranije postaju zavidni, kad vide jednake postaju ponosni na vlastite djelatnosti, a kad vide niže, onda postaju nasilni ili smijavaju.
This is the material world.
To je materijalni svijet.
It's basically everyone, Prabhupada said, it's basically cheaters and cheated.
Uglavnom to su varalice i prevareni. Prabhupada.
Someone is cheating and someone is being cheated.
Netko vara, a netko je prevaren.
It goes on the name of family relationships, it goes in the name of, you know, social relationships, it goes on the name of business relationships, it goes on the name of political relationships. Everyone is trying to cheat someone else in order to further their own position according to their own understandings.
Svako pokušava nekog drugog prevariti da bi poboljšao svoj položaj. To se odvija na individualnom nivou, na nivou obitelji, na društvenom nivou, tako dalje.
And ultimately everyone somehow sees God as either their competitor or someone who can support their needs in this world.
I vide Boga kao ili kao svog suparnika ili kao nekog ko će uspjeti nam dati naše potrebe.
Even people who worship God, they worship God so they can be better materialists. That's all.
Ljudi obožavaju Boga sa željom da mogu biti bolji materialisti.
To have a better material arrangements and to pray to God to support that in different ways.
Da mogu imati bolje materijalne aranžmane i da ih Bog na neki način podrži.
This is modern day religion.
To je moderna religija.
And if they're not on that level, then they see God as simply a disturbance in their life that interferes with their social and political activities, and therefore, why bring in religion or God? Let's just make a nice arrangement according to our own intelligence.
A ako nisu na tom nivou, onda vide Boga jednostavno kao smetnju, kao neko tko se miješa i ometa naše djelatnosti političke, društvene i ostale.
Krishna speaks about this kind of person in the Bhagavad Gita. He calls him the lowest of mankind.
Krishna takve ljude oslovljava u Bhagavad Gita i naziva ih najnižim od ljudi.
Andam, those who are the lowest of mankind.
Oni koji su najniži među ljudima.
So people are envious of God, or they're bargaining with God, they're envious of each other. Sometimes I even meet husband and wife. Wife's more qualified than the husband, and the husband's unhappy.
Nekad žena je kvalificiranija od muža, onda muž postaje nesretan.
Or the husband's more qualified, and the wife, she makes her own program.
Ako je muž kvalificiranije od žene, onda ona radi svoj vlastiti program.
Yeah, so this envy goes on all levels.
I ta zavist se znači odvija na svim nivoima.
But here, Narada Muni, he gives the formula how to live happily in this world. He's not talking about devotional service. He's just talking about how to interact with people in general.
A ovdje Narada Muni daje formulu kako biti sretan u materijalnom svijetu s tim odnosima. I on ne govori o baktama, već kako djelovati s ljudima uopće.
But these apply to devotees.
Ali naravno to se odnosi na bhakte.
When one meets one more qualified than them, then they should feel very happy.
Ako sretnemo nekog kvalificiranijeg, tada bi se trebali osjećati jako sretnim.
And they should offer service.
I trebali bi ponuditi službu.
When one meets one equal to them, they become friends.
Kad sretnu nekog jednakog, onda stvaraju prijateljstvo.
Sharing Krishna consciousness together.
Zajedno dijeliti svjesnost
Krishna. Serving each other as a friend.
Služiti jedni druge kao prijatelj.
Taking a personal interest in others' needs.
Imati osobno se zanimati za potrebe drugih.
And one meets one who is less qualified, then we somehow rather try to give them a chance to come up.
A kada sretnemo nekog ko je manje kvalificiran, trebali bi mu na neki način dati priliku da se uzdigne.
We call that preaching.
I to zovemo propovjedanje.
Or showing compassion to those who haven't had the opportunity to come in contact with devotional service.
Davanje milosti onima koji To se zove samilost, znači davanje milosti onima koji nisu još u dodiru s predanim služenjem.
Sometimes we say, oh, those karmis,
ponekad kažemo, ah, ti karmi,
but you know, actually, we used to be a karmi too.
Ali mi smo bili karmi prije.
Right? But now we're no longer. We're akarmis.
A sad smo akarmi.
That means we're actually engaged in devotional service. So someone showed compassion to us. Someone was kind to us. Someone showed us mercy. So then, therefore, we became fortunate because of someone else's kindness.
To znači bhakti. I tako kad neko je također bio milostiv prema nama i dao nama milost.
So a devotee, he feels unhappy when other people are suffering, so therefore he tries to help others. This is called preaching, showing compassion, doing the needful according to the circumstance.
Bhakta se tako osjeća nesretan kad vidi da drugi pate i zato im pokušavam dati Krišnu. To se zove raditi ono što je potrebno, neophodno.
So this is important to understand because by following this simple principle of interaction, one will become happy.
I tako sljedeći ovaj jednostavan princip interakcije, osoba će postati sretna.
So this is the basis of what we say interaction.
I to su temelji, kako bi rekli, interakcije.
Simple, isn't it?
Jednostavno, zar ne?
But to apply it in practice is a little difficult.
Ali primijeniti u praksi je malo
because
teže.
Because we have to deal with our own conditioning.
Jer moramo imati posla s našim vlastitim uvjetovanostima.
And conditioning makes us see things in a certain way.
A naše uslovljenosti čine da vidimo stvar na određen način.
So scriptures teach us how to see things or how to behave in such a way that the goal we're trying to attain becomes what we say easily applied when we practice according to the directions of the scriptures, the directions of the spiritual master.
Maharaj, it's too long for me.
Too long.
I'm a little tired.
Sorry. We have to see through the eyes of scripture.
Moramo gledati očima spisa.
And by our see through the eyes of guru.
I gledati očima guru.
And apply the principles according to our life.
I primijeniti principe u skladu s tim
this
u našem
životu.
This is called
Shastra Chakshu.
To se zove Shastra Chakshu.
A devotee doesn't see through his own, his or own vision. He sees through the vision of the Lord or the vision of the devotee, the pure devotees.
Bhakta ne gleda u skladu sa svojom vizijom, već u skladu s vizijom gospodina ili čistog bhakta.
So we apply these principles.
Yeah. Tako mi primjenjujemo ove principe.
And Narada Muni says, if you act like this, you're free from all suffering.
Narada Muni kaže, ako djelujete ovako, oslobodit ćete se sve patnje.
You know, physical suffering is there.
Fizička
patnja je tu. If you have
a
body, you're going to get some pain.
Samim što sam dobili tijelo, već je tu neki bol.
But we don't call it suffering, we just call it discomfort.
Mi to ne zovemo patnja, već neudobnost.
The body is a very uncomfortable place.
Tijelo je veoma neudobno mjesto.
You know, something's wrong. Something hurts, something's not working right or something.
Uvijek nešto,
especially when you get older, right? It's not the same anymore.
Uvijek nešto ne štima, nešto je krivo, posebno kad
idemo stariji. That's not so bad. That you can deal with.
Ali to nije tako, nije to toliko loše.
But what's
loše.
Worse is mental suffering.
Mnogo gore je mentalna patnja.
Anxiety.
Tjeskoba.
Or lamentation.
Ili jadikovanje.
And these come by not acting properly.
A ovo dolazi kad ne djelujemo ispravno.
So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, try to see me in everything and everything in me.
Tako Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, pokušaj sve vidjeti u meni, a mene u svemu.
Whatever happens us in the course of our day-to-day life is all arranged by the Lord according to our consciousness.
Sve što nam se dešava u svakodnevnom životu je aranžman gospodina u skladu s našom svjesnošću.
So if we can see Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna, then we can understand that what's happening is actually it's an opportunity to make spiritual advancement.
I ako vidimo Krišnu u svemu i sve u Krišni, onda ćemo stvari koje nam se dese vidjeti kao priliku za duhovni napredak.
There's no such thing as a bad situation. There's only a situation which we misunderstand as bad.
Ne postoji nešto kao loša situacija u kojoj se možemo naći, već situacija koju mi krivo razumijemo kao lošu.
Should I tell you a story?
Da svišam jednu priču.
You like stories. This is a good one. This is from Chinese folklore.
Ovo je kineska narodna.
We are International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Mi smo međunarodno društvo za svjesnost Krishna.
So we can tell a Chinese story.
Tako možemo da sad jednu kinesku priču.
There once was a man who was living in a village, a very simple man.
Bio jedan čovjek koji je živio u selu, vrlo jednostavan čovjek.
And he had a horse.
Imao je konja.
So one day the horse ran away.
I jednog dana konj mu pobjegao.
So his neighbor said, "Oh, bad luck."
Susjedi su rekli, loše.
So he said, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?"
On rekao, dobra sreća, nesreća, ko zna.
So after some time, the horse came back and brought a whole bunch of other horses with him.
I nakon nekog vremena konj se vratio i donio je puno konja sa sobom.
Now he had a whole bunch of horses.
Sad je imao mnogo više konja.
All his neighbors said, "Good luck."
Svi su susjedi rekli, dobra sreća.
He said, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?"
On rekao, sreća, nesreća, tko zna.
So one day, his son, he had a young son.
Jednog dana imao je sina.
He was like maybe about 16, 17 years old.
Moj sina koji je bio oko 16, 17
godina. So he was riding one of the horses.
Jednog dana sin je jahao na konju.
And he fell off.
I pao je s konja.
And broke his leg.
Slomio nogu.
Everyone said, "Bad luck."
Svi su rekli, nesreća.
The man said, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?"
A čovjek je rekao, sreća, nesreća, tko zna.
So after some time, the country where he was living got into war.
Nakon nekog vremena, to mjesto u kojem je živio se upetljalo u rat.
So the government agents were coming around, they were finding all young men to join the service to fight.
I dolazili su predstavnici vlade da traže mlade momke da se bore.
So they came to his village and they came to his home. And they saw he had a young son, but he had a broken leg, so they didn't take him.
Došli su u njegovo selo, došli su u njegovu kuću, vidjeli su sina, ali imao je slomljenu nogu i tako ga nisu uzeli.
So everyone said, "Good luck."
Svi su rekli, sreća.
Good luck, bad luck, who knows?
On je rekao, sreća, nesreća, tko zna.
So you get the message?
Shvatili poruku.
We have to try to see Krishna in everything.
Trebamo pokušati vidjeti
something good Krishna. Can become something apparently negative can become positive if we learn how to see Krishna in everything.
Nešto na izgled negativno može postati pozitivno ako možemo vidjeti Krishnu u svemu.
So, there's an old saying. It's a saying in the West that a cloud has a silver lining.
Postoji izreka na zapadu da oblak ima silver line.
Silver.
To je kao nama. Svakom lošeg ima nečeg dobrog ili oblak ima srebrnu liniju.
That means a cloud is something inauspicious.
Oblak je nešto nepovoljno.
But a silver lining means that there's something good about it.
A taj silver lining, ta srebrna linija oko oblaka znači da ima nešto dobro u njemu.
That means that in due course of time, what seems to be bad will become good.
Simbolično, to znači ono što s vremenom što izgleda loše s vremenom može postati dobro.
So someone asked Prabhupada, "Is this true?"
Netko pitao Prabhupada, je li to zaista istina?
Prabhupada said no.
Prabhupada rekao ne.
For the non-devotees, a cloud is a cloud.
Za abhakte, oblak je oblak.
Because everything they do is against, you know, their best interests. So they keep getting more and more clouds.
Sve što rade protiv njihovog vlastitog stvarnog interesa i stoga više i više oblaka se skuplja.
But for a devotee, it's true.
Ali za bhaktu to je istina.
Because a devotee is on the right path, the path of devotion to the Lord.
Jer bhakti su na pravom
putu. He has
putu.
Attained the perfection of life, he's on the path back home, back to Godhead.
On je na putu natrag Bogu da dostigne savršenstvo života.
So he meets with sometimes good situations and sometimes difficult situations.
Tako će se ponekad sresti s dobrim, ponekad s teškim situacijama.
But if we try to see Krishna in everything,
Ali ako pokušam vidjeti Krišnu u svemu.
And try to understand what Krishna is teaching us.
I pokušam shvatiti što nas Krišna podučava.
Then apparently a negative situation can be a good situation and a good situation can be a better situation.
Tada naizgled negativna situacija može postati dobra, a dobra situacija može postati još bolja.
Therefore a devotee always tries to see Krishna in everything.
Stoga bhakta uvijek pokušava vidjeti u svemu Krišnu.
What is Krishna doing to me?
Što mi Krišna sad
radi? How to understand how best to serve in this situation?
Kako najbolje da shvatim, kako najbolje da ga služim
and
u ovoj situaciji?
Is always satisfied.
I onda je gospodin zadovoljan.
So this is important. What I'm saying here is that we have to adopt a certain consciousness in practicing devotional service, which allows us to practice successfully.
Ono što hoću reći je da moramo oblikovati svjesnost na određen način da bismo pravilno prakticirali predano služenje.
As this verse is saying, it's teaching us to adopt a certain vision towards others.
Tako ovaj stih nas podučava kako da prihvatimo određenu viziju prema drugima.
Be happy when you meet more qualified persons.
Da primijenimo.
Be friendly when you meet others who are the same. And be compassionate when you come in contact with others who are less fortunate.
Biti sretni kad vidimo više kvalificiranog, biti osjećati prijateljstvo prema jednakima i osjećati samilost prema nižima.
In this way one can practice Krishna consciousness easily.
Na ovaj način osoba može lako prakticirati svjesnost
Krishne. And it becomes easy to chant the holy name.
Postaje lakše pjevati sveto ime.
Why? Because we're not in anxiety about anything. We simply accept Krishna's arrangement and act accordingly.
Zašto? Jer jednostavno prihvaćamo Krishna aranžman i djelujemo u skladu s tim.
Okay. So, short class.
Kratka lekcija.
But we'll have time for questions.
Ali imamo vremena za pitanja.
Any questions? Yes.
Thank you for choosing this theme, this topic.
This verse. It's important. It's a very important topic.
On kaže, to je vrlo važna tema. I also thank you for also that you chose all the previous topics.
I want to thank you for being thankful.
Želim tebi zahvaliti što si zahvalan. We could not choose the better, but we could not choose actually better. We could not choose better what is more needful to us than you did.
This is the most important, what we say, concern in practicing the Krishna consciousness, how to act in the midst of others.
To je jako važna stvar u svjesnosti Krišne, da učimo kako djelovati među drugima.
How to develop the proper relationship with others, kako, both devotees and non-devotees.
Kako razviti pravilan odnos s drugima, bilo baktama ili abaktama.
Momentalno izučavamo detaljno Vaishnava etiketu.
Momentarily we are studying in details Vaishnava etiquette. He says.
Može li se duhovno napredovati bez Vaishnava etikete?
The question is it possible to make spiritual advancement without Vaishnava etiquette?
Koliko je značajna Vaishnava etiketa?
How important is it actually?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this statement about the importance of Vaishnava etiquette.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je dao izjavu o važnosti Vaishnava etikete.
I wish I remember it. Generally, but I'd love to read it because it's in this Chaitanya Charitamrita here.
Sjećam se, ali volio bih pročitati jer je ovdje u ovoj Chaitanya Charitamriti.
He's speaking to Sanatan Goswami.
On govori Sanatana Goswamiju.
If you give me a couple seconds, I'll try to find the verse because it's very important.
Dajte mi par sekundi da pokušam naći stih jer je jako važan.
Lord Chaitanya really emphasize the importance of Vaishnava etiquette.
Gospodin Chaitanya stvarno naglašava važnost Vaishnava etikete.
In fact, he made it like one of the highest principles of spiritual practice.
Zapravo on to proglašava jednom najviših principa duhovne prakse.
Let me see if I can find it. Because there is so much on...
Etikete je zapravo kodeks, jel da? Kodeks?
It's in the Antya Lila. He's giving very strong statements. I think it's Antya... Should I have it written down, but not here. It'll be very hard for me to actually find it because there's so much teachings that Sanatana Goswami's received. And it's not really clear here written. Anyway, it's somewhere let's try this. 3, 4... I think I might have found it. Lord Chaitanya called Vaishnava etiquette the ornament of a devotee.
So Chaitanya Vaishnava etiquette zvao ukrasom bhakte.
Ornament, he says that just like when you're dressed very nicely.
Znači, ukras je kao kad se jako lijepo odjenete.
You may... Yeah, I found it. Bloody well. You may I'll read it.
Pročitat ću to.
You're dressed very nicely. So you're dressed up real nice. Just like what was that Mataji was dancing last night. She was dressed all real nicely, right? So when you're dressed real nicely, especially nice, then sometimes you wear a flower or a jewel, special ornament amongst your dress. So everyone notices that.
Kao jučer Mataji koja je plesala se jako lijepo odjenula. Tako kad nosimo nešto, neki cvijet, kad smo na neki način jako lijepo odjeveni, onda svi to primijete.
So that ornament that's on your dress, everyone sees that. There's like maybe a flower garland or an ornament, something. It stands out, in other words.
Kada je neki ukras na vama, bilo da je cvijet ili nešto drugo, to svi primijete.
So that's Vaishnava etiquette. It's like the ornament on the body of a devotee.
Zato je Vaishnava etiketa kao ukras na tijelu bhakte.
So here's the thing. This is from the Antya Lila, 4th chapter, verses 129 through 131.
Antya
Lila, Chaitanya is speaking.
Četvrto poglavlje, stihovi 100.
My dear Sanatan, although you're the deliverer of the entire universe,
moj dragi Sanatana, iako si izbavitelj čitavog svemira,
and although even the demigods and great saints,
iako polubogovi i veliki mudraci,
are purified by touching you,
se pročišćavaju dodirujući te,
it is the characteristic of a devotee,
karakteristika je bhakte,
to observe and protect the Vaishnava etiquette.
Da slijedi i štiti Vaishnava etiketu.
Maintenance of the Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament of a devotee.
Održavanje Vaishnava etikete je ukras bhakte.
If one transgresses the law of etiquette,
ako osoba nadiđe pravila etikete,
people make fun of him,
odnosno ako ih ne slijedi,
and thus he is vanquished in both this world and the next.
A ljudi će ga ismijavati i on će biti uništen u ovom svijetu i u drugom.
By observing the etiquette you have satisfied my mind, who else but you could show this example.
Slijedeći tu etiketu ti si usrećio moj um. Tko drugi osim tebe može biti tako dobar primjer?
So Lord Chaitanya showed by this statement how pleased he is with proper behavior.
To gospodin Chaitanya pokazuje kako je zadovoljan sa pravilnim ponašanjem.
Someone asked Prabhupada, how can you tell who is a devotee?
Prabhupada bio upitan, kako možeš reći tko je bhakta?
Prabhupada said he's a perfect gentleman.
Prabhupada je rekao, on je savršeni gentleman.
Or we might say gentle lady.
Ili kako se kaže, gentle lady, ljubazna žena.
In other words, one who gives respects to all.
Drugim riječima, onaj tko poštuje svih.
One who sees others as more important than themselves.
Onaj tko vidi druge važnijim od sebe.
That's the proper mood of a devotee.
To je pravilno raspoloženje bhakte.
So in our day-to-day activities there are various types of etiquette.
Tako u našim svakodnevnim aktivnostima postoje različite vrste te etikete.
Which are applied according to the situation.
I koje se primjenjuju u skladu sa situacijom.
There's etiquette amongst devotees.
Postoji etiketa među
bhaktama. Etiquette amongst the guru.
Među guruima.
Etiquette in kirtan.
Etiketa u kirtanu.
Etiquette in taking prasadam.
Za vrijeme uzimanja prasadama.
Etiquette in worshiping the Lord.
Za vrijeme obožavanja božanstva.
Etiquette in how to respect women.
Kako poštivati žene.
So there's a whole series of rules and principles that must be applied in our day-to-day life according to the situation.
Tu je cijela serija pravila i principa koje moraju biti primijenjeni u svakodnevnom životu u skladu sa situacijom.
Etiquette allows for devotion to manifest.
I to će dopustiti devociji da se ispolji.
If you don't observe the etiquette and you simply try to practice devotional service, you will get very little out of it. Because the etiquette is the mood and the activity which allows devotion to manifest.
A ako jednostavno njegujete devociju bez etikete, jako ćete malo dobiti od te devocije, jer etiketa je zapravo raspoloženje kroz koje se ispoljava devocija.
So, throughout the scriptures, we find that there are statements about etiquette.
I kroz pete spise vidimo različite izjave u vezi etikete.
You can find a lot of information in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
U sedmom pjevanju Srimad Bhagavatama možete mnogo naći informaciju u vezi Vaishnava etikete.
A lot of information in, especially in, what is it, the Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Nectar Devotion, and especially in Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instructions. These two books, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instructions, have a lot of etiquette.
A posebno mnogo te etikete ima u Ambrozi predanosti i Ambrozi podučavanja od Srila Rupe Goswamija.
His Holiness Satsrupa Maharaj wrote a book about 20 years ago, actually. It was called Vaishnav Etiquette, the 26 qualities of a Vaishnav.
Još prije 20 godina Sasarupa Goswami je napisao knjigu 26 odlika bhakti i vaishnavska etiketa.
If you could get a hold of that book, it's a wonderful book. It's about, you know, about 150 pages.
We have in Croatian also.
You have it.
This translation.
Very good.
Ta knjiga ima oko 150 strana, 26 odlika bhakti i vaishnava etiketa.
That's a nice book to study and read.
To je jako lijepa knjiga za proučavati i čitati.
But to answer your question, yes, Vaishnava etiquette is essential.
Ali da odgovorim tvoje pitanje, da, Vaishnava etiketa je esencijalna.
And one who knows etiquette and sees others not observing the etiquette, they really don't feel, they lose somewhat of a appreciation for that person.
A ona tko poznaje etiketu, a vidi drugu osobu koja ne slijedi, na neki način gubi poštovanje prema toj osobi.
But even if you don't know etiquette, at least two things are important.
Ali čak ako ne znate etiketu, barem dvije stvari su važne.
Be respectful to others.
Imati poštovanje prema drugima.
And be humble in practicing the process of Krishna consciousness.
I biti ponizan u prakticiranju procesa svjesnosti Krishna.
If you do that, then even if you don't know etiquette, gradually you'll start to learn.
Ako imate te dvije stvari, čak ako ne poznajete etiketu, postepeno ćete naučiti.
As long as we're humble, we can always learn.
Onaj tko je ponizan uvijek može učiti.
Humble means I'm willing to learn, really. Okay. Etiquette? Yes, very important.
Etiketa, da, veoma važno.
In fact, you can't do without it.
Zapravo, bez nje ne možete.
Question?
Thank you. Koja je tajna postati uspješan na duge staze, na dugi period u primjenjivanju dobre sadane, znači najbitnije ono, ranim dizanjem ujutro.
What is the secret in the long run to achieve success by keeping sadhana?
What is the success in the long run of how to become successful by practicing sadhana?
Is it this depend on the daily activities, what we are doing during the day?
Yeah. Okay, I understand your question.
Da li to ovisi o dnevnim, svakodnevnim aktivnostima?
You can't, in the life of the devotee, we can't separate, you know, one aspect of our life from the other. You can't be a devotee just 2 hours a day. You have to be a devotee 24 hours a day.
U životu bhakte ne možete razdvojiti te dvije stvari. Ne možete biti bhakta 2 sata dnevno, već morate biti bhakta 24 sata.
Because everything is interrelated.
Jer je sve u međuodnosu.
A devotee means trying to develop consciousness of Krishna.
Bhakta treba pokušati razviti svjesnost o Krishni.
The sadhana is the most powerful and most important part of our day in the sense that it lays the foundation for developing Krishna consciousness.
Sadhana je najvažniji i najmoćniji dio dana jer ona nas uzdiže u svjesnosti Krishna.
Sadhana is essential.
Sadhana je esencijalna.
Because it gives so many things.
Jer daje toliko mnogo stvari.
We hear and chant the glories of the Lord.
Slušamo i pjevamo slave Gospodina.
We learn and follow the instructions of the spiritual master.
Učimo i slijedimo upute duhovnog učitelja.
And we associate with other devotees in the proper atmosphere.
I družimo se s ostalim baktama u pravilnoj atmosferi.
Now, after coming out of that, after finishing our sadhana, when we leave here after the breakfast, then we go about our daily activities.
A kad završimo sa sadanom nakon doručka, kad se raziđemo,
so we should be able to take the benefits of that sadhana and keep it within our hearts and minds throughout the day.
Tada bi trebali držati u našem srcu i umu te dobrobiti od sadane tijekom dana.
Otherwise, if we just see that, well, you know, I can just act any way I like. No. One has to act like a devotee all day, not just, you know, like when 2 hours in the morning.
Osoba bi trebala djelovati kao bhakta čitav dan. Ne bi trebala misliti sad mogu raditi što hoću.
Because, you know, we know for sure that when in the interaction with the material energy, especially when association with materialistic people, it becomes hard to maintain your Krishna consciousness.
I dobro znamo
it becomes harder.
Da u razmjeni sa materialističkim ljudima biva teško, biva mnogo teže zapravo održati svjesnost Krišna.
So we have to learn that science, how to be a devotee 24 hours a day.
Moramo naučiti tu nauku kako biti bhakta 24 sata dnevno.
And therefore we have to understand as devotees everything we do in one sense, working, maintaining our family, whatever else we do is in one sense devotional service.
Mi moramo shvatiti da zapravo sve što radimo, bilo da održavamo obitelj ili radimo posao, na neki način to je isto predano služenje.
Why is it devotional service?
A zašto je to tako?
Because we're trying to become devotees. So whatever else we do should be done in that mood of devotion. In other words, that's meant to support our progress in Krishna consciousness, not take away from that.
To je tako zato što želimo biti bhakte. I onda sve druge stvari koje radimo, radimo u tom raspoloženju.
So you get your strength, you get your enthusiasm, you develop the qualities in the sadhana, and you, when you're out there, you get to practice them.
Znači ovdje razvijate odlike, a vani ih prakticirate.
And if you just have, it's like, well, you know, I'm a devotee 2 hours a day, but the rest of the day I'm just like a materialist. Then it becomes, you don't really gain much from your sadhana. You just go back and forth like that.
Nećete mnogo dobiti od sadhane ako samo se 2 sata ujutro bhakta, a preko dana ne.
So another part of our sadhana is in the evening. When we're finished with our daily activities, we should again chant, we should again read. And if possible, associate. But if not possible, at least read and chat in the evening again to regenerate our enthusiasm, to regenerate our consciousness.
Drugi dio naše sadhane je zapravo onda opet kad završimo sa dnevnim djelatnostima na večer, onda opet mantramo, opet pijamo i slušamo.
And the more you're able to maintain your spiritual mood throughout the day, the easier it is when you come down and sit down in sadhana to chant. The easier it is to appreciate the philosophy. It becomes easier when we carry that mood of devotional service throughout the whole day. And people, you know, they may be different, but if you strongly believe in what you're doing and also are very much happy with that, and that will also, other people will appreciate that. Some will, not everyone, but some will. That you have some value in life, you're a spiritual minded person.
Također,
although you may be working at a job still, your goal is not to work, your goal is to become Krishna conscious.
Čak i ako radiš tada na poslu, tvoj cilj je da budeš, postaneš svjestan Krišne, još prije je rečeno što je ovo, da, ako si jako uvjeren, imaš jako uvjerenje u ono što također što u svoje devocijno uvjerenje, tada ćeš svojim uvjerenjem moći djelovati na druge ljude za vrijeme dana. I ako smo u raspoloženju devocijalnom i preko dana, s tako snažni uvjerenje, onda ćemo imati veći ukus ujutro također za sadanu.
So there's five things you should do if you're living in the world.
Ovih pet stvari bi trebao raditi ako živiš u svijetu.
One, every day you must chant the holy names.
Prvo, svaki dan treba spjevati sveto ime.
And as grihastas you must worship the deity.
Kao grihaste trebate također obožavati božanstvo.
If you have established deities in your home, you're not able to come to the temple every morning, then also have your deities in your house. You can offer your prasadam food to the deities like that. That way you have prasadam.
Imate božanstvo također kod kuće, ako ne možete dolaziti svaki dan u hram, nudite im hranu, da imate prasadam kod kuće.
First is to chant holy names. The second is to worship the deities. The third is to give up the association of non-devotees.
A treće je napustiti društvo abhakta.
How do I do that? All my colleagues and my, you know, family members, some of them are non-devotees. How do I do that?
A kako ću to napraviti?
So,
neki od članova association su abhakta.
Association means affection for.
Društvo znači privlačnost za.
Association means affection for.
Društvo znači privlačnost za nešto.
You develop affection and relationships with devotees.
Razvijate privlačnost u odnosu sa bhaktama.
You carry on your affairs with others. In other words, you don't develop deep relationships with non-devotees.
Drugim riječima, nećete razvijati duboki odnos sa abhaktama.
Because if you do, then you find yourself in an awkward situation. You find yourself doing things and talking about things which are against spiritual principles.
Jer ako razvijate duboku prijateljstvo sa abhaktama, onda ćete naći sebe da ste uronjeni u stvari, govorite i razmišljate o stvarima koji su protivni religioznim principima.
So Prabhupada says, you can't avoid, but you don't have to develop affection for non-devotees.
Prabhupada rekao, ne možete izbjeći, ali ne trebate razviti privlačnost.
You do your work and you go on.
Radite iz dužnosti svoj posao.
Keep some kind of social interaction, business interaction, whatever you have to do. But your happiness and your relationships are with devotees.
Imate neku razmjenu glede posla, onog što treba, ali vaša prava privrženost je među bhaktama.
So that's the third. The fourth principle is,
znači treće, napustiti društvo materialista.
Give up the idea that you're the enjoyer.
Četvrto je napustiti ideju da sam ja uživaoc.
As long as we think we're the enjoyer, we will also be the sufferer.
Dok god mislimo da smo uživaoc, mi ćemo biti također patnik.
Humbogi. I am the enjoyer.
Ja sam uživaoc.
We're not, we're the servant.
Ali ne, mi smo sluga.
Krishna is bhokta, he is the supreme enjoyer, and we're meant to facilitate the enjoyment of the Lord and of the Lord's pure devotee.
Krishna je pravi uživatelj Bhokta, a mi smo namijenjeni da olakšamo njegovo uživanje.
And the last thing is do some service.
Zadnja stvar je čini neku službu.
Once in a while come to the temple, wash some pots, clean the floor.
Dođi u hram, you know, prati pod posude.
Do something.
Čini nešto.
Do a little practical seva.
Malo praktične se službe.
You know, according to what, how much time you have.
U skladu s tim koliko imaš vremena.
That's all. It's not that you have to do so much, or like everyone cannot do the same, but one should do some service, some practical service.
Nije da svako može isto napraviti, ali da morate raditi jako mnogo službe, ali nešto praktične službe.
Take out the garbage.
Iznijeti smeće.
Do something.
Učiniti nešto.
That's all. And if you do these five things, then you can practically live in the world and become a devotee.
I ako radite ovih pet stvari, praktično možete živjeti u ovom svijetu i biti bhakta.
Okay. Does that help? And get advice from others.
I primati savjete od drugih.
Importance of association with devotees means we can learn from other devotees who are successful. Don't always try to do everything yourself. Try to understand how to do things through people who are successful at doing what you want to do.
Tako, ne moramo uvijek sve pokušavati napraviti sami, možemo učiti od drugih, to je blagoslov druženja s baktama, možemo učiti od drugih koji su uspješni.
That's why we have community association. We inspire each other, we teach each other.
Zato imamo tu zajednicu, druženje u zajednici, tako nadahnjujemo jedni druge i podučavamo također.
Okay, any other questions? Yes, Prabhu. Dharma Gup?
I have a question about Vaishnava etiquette. Maybe it's a bit complicated, but I don't know. Well, for
I'll
example,
I'll give you a complicated answer.
I'll give you one example. 10 years ago, we had one public program. It was not in Split, some other town, and we had a radio show before the program, and one older devotee just insisted to sing on the radio, and he was a really bad singer.
Mm.
And the result was not so successful program. But then I'm really confused as a principle of Vaishnava etiquette. Is it, if I say to him, you should not sing, am I breaking the Vaishnava etiquette nicely, you know, if I say...
Well, you're going to repeat the question, yeah.
Pitanje je, prije 10 godina bila je jedna situacija da su imali program na radiju i jedan stariji bhakta, stariji Vaishnava je htio pjevat na radiju, ali nije baš dobro pjevao. I rezultat toga je bio ne baš tako uspješan program. I Dharma Gupravu pita da je malo zbunjen s tim da li je on trebao doći tome starijem bhakti i reći Prabhu, ne pjevaš dobro, možda ne bi trebao pjevati na radiju, ili da li je s time prekršio Vaishnava etiketu, ili kako se uopće on to ponaša.
Were you in charge of the program?
Da li si ti bio zadužen za program? Oboje si.
Well, it seems like that's a management problem. Somebody should argue being the management, and therefore they say what goes on and what doesn't go on.
Čini mi se da je to problem manažiranja, upravljanja. Ljudi koji vode taj program i trebali reći što ide, što ne ide.
There's somebody, anything you do, there should be somebody that's more or less in charge of it. They can say what happens and what doesn't happen.
Znači te osobe što vode program, oni bi trebali govoriti što ide, a što ne ide.
Yeah. Seems like a practical problem. I think, you know, if you had that vision and you could have saw that ahead of time, I think you should have said, well, you know, you can sing some other time, but this is not the time to sing.
Možda ako nisi mogao predvidjeti da će doći do te situacije, mogao si možda tada reći da može pjevati drugi put, da ovo možda nije najbolji trenutak za to.
You're a nice person.
Ti si dobra osoba.
And if you're a manager, you have to be a little bit mean.
Ako manageraš, trebaš biti malo zločeste.
not mean, but
ne, zločist, ali
the word is clear on what you want to happen and don't happen.
da se ne desi ono što znaš da se ne bi trebalo desiti.
Just a second. So if I kindly ask the older devotee something that is not the breaking of Vaishnava etiquette.
No.
Znači nije kršenje etikete ako fino zamolim tog starijeg bhakti.
Not at all.
Ne, uopće.
No. Even in a case of, we see in a case of someone maybe a senior devotee, and you're doing that still, if you're in charge of the program, you have to tell the senior devotee, hey, this is what you do and this is what you don't do.
Čak i ako je riječ o starijem bhakti, ako vodiš program, trebaš doći i reći ovo smiješ napraviti, ovo ne.
I'll give you a little story that may help to understand things a little deeper.
Mogu ti reći jednu priču koja će objasniti to malo dublje.
You want to trade again? You want to give up your service?
No.
It's up to you. You can take a break. If you get tired, then I'll tell you a story. This is a powerful story.
Ovo je vrlo moćna priča.
And Prabhupada, you know, sometimes in the middle of the night, he would call for his servants, and he just discussed things. Because Prabhupada was up in the middle of the night translating.
Ponekad bi Prabhupada usred noći pozvao svoje sluge i onda bi razgovarali o stvarima, jer Prabhupada je često stajao na večer.
Prabhupada was always in the mood of spreading Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day.
Prabhupada je 24 sata dnevno bio u raspoloženju širenja svjesnosti Krishna.
So one day, one evening, in the middle of the night, he rang his bell and he called for his servant to come.
I tako je jedne večeri usred noći pozvonio zvonom, pozvao slugu da dođe.
And the servant was Giriraj. Giriraj, he was Giriraj Swami now, but he was Giriraj Brahmachari at the time.
I sluga je bio Giriraj Prabhu, tada je bio Giriraj Prabhu, sada je Swami.
So Giriraj, he woke up, he came into Prabhupada's quarters, he paid his obeisances, he sat down in front of Prabhupada. It was like the middle of the night.
I tako se Giriraj probudio, došao je do Prabhupada, odao poštovanje, sjeo ispred Prabhupada usred noći.
And Prabhupada looked at him.
I Prabhupada ga je pogledao.
He said, after I'm gone, after I leave, that means after he leaves the planet, how will this movement go on?
I Prabhupada ga je pogledao i pitao ga je, kada ja odem, kada napustim ovu planetu, kako će ovaj pokret ići dalje?
Because Prabhupada was concerned once he leaves how this movement's going to go.
Prabhupada je bio zabrinut jednom kad napusti tijelo.
So Giriraj, he was thinking, well, Prabhupada will do Sankirtan.
Giriraj je mislio, pa Prabhupada radit ću
we'll make sure all the devotees go to Mangal Arti.
Pobrini sa svi bhakti idu na Mangal Arti.
We'll study the Bhagavatam.
Proučavat ćemo Bhagavatam.
We'll go out and preach.
Propovjedat ćemo.
He was naming different things that they'll do.
Nabrajao je različite stvari koje će raditi.
Prabhupada just listened.
Prabhupada je samo slušao.
Then he said, and he was quiet for a few minutes.
Na nekoliko minuta bila tišina.
He said, this movement will go on by organization and intelligence.
On je rekao, ovaj pokret će ići dalje uz pomoć organizacije i inteligencije.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you have a good product, but you don't know how to market it,
ako imate dobar proizvod, ali ne znate kako napraviti marketing, nikoga neće kupiti.
You know, everyone knows Mercedes-Benz, right, that car?
Svi znaju za Mercedes-Benz,
right?
Za auto.
You all know Mercedes-Benz.
Svi znate.
Right? The car. So there was a man named Mercedes.
Dakle, bio čovjek koji se zvao Mercedes.
He invented the car.
I on je izmislio auto.
Genius, right?
Genijalac, zar ne?
But he couldn't sell one car.
Ali nije mogao prodati ni jedan auto.
No, he had this wonderful car, but nobody was buying it.
Imao je to prekrasno auto, ali nikoga nije kupovao.
Then he met a man called Benz.
Onda je upoznao čovjeka koji se zvao Benz.
Benz was an expert manager.
I Benz je bio izvrstan manager.
So he took hold of the product and he marketed it.
Uzeo je proizvod i napravio marketing.
Became famous.
I postao je slavan.
You get the point?
Svačiš.
Point is, we have the best product, pure Krishna consciousness. We have to know how to give that in such a way that it'll be effective.
Poanta je da imamo najbolji proizvod, čistu svjesnost Krišne, ali trebamo znati kako da to, kako napravi marketing da ljudi to prihvate.
And that takes organization and it takes intelligence.
A zato je potrebna organizacija
i inteligencija.
Ili inteligentna organizacija.
You come up to me, you say, Maharaj, give me a glass of milk.
Dođite kod mene i kažete, Maharaj, daj mi čašu mlijeka.
And I say, there's the cow over there.
Ja kažem, tamo je krava.
Go get it.
Uzmi.
You're gonna, I don't want any milk. I have to go milk my own cow.
Ti ćeš reći, ne želim mlijeko, ću ići mus kravu.
But if I get them, if I have someone milk the cow and bring the milk and I warm it up and heat it up and offer it and make, put nice sugar in and I give it to you, it's nice, right?
Ali ako kažem nekome da pomuze kravu, pa zagrijemo to mlijeko, stavimo malo šećera unutra.
So we have to have what we say, good organization.
Stoga trebamo imati ono što kažemo dobru organizaciju.
Organization is important.
Organizacija
you
je
vrlo. You can't just do things and hope that everything will be okay.
Ne možete samo raditi stvari i nadati se da će biti sve u redu.
So we need the brahmanas and we need the kshatriyas.
Stoga trebamo brahmane i trebamo kshatriye.
Brahmans they're the preachers and the kshatriyas they're the managers. They organize the preaching in such a way that the preaching becomes successful.
Znači, brahmane su propovjednici skupa sa kšatrijama organiziraju propovjedanje tako da bude uspješno.
Just like last night you had a wonderful program, right?
Kao sinoć imali smo prekrasan program.
Everything was organized.
Sve je bilo organizirano.
Yeah. So when it's organized and people who are there, they get a nice experience.
Stoga kad je organizirano, ljudi koji su tu imat će fino iskustvo.
When there's no organization, sometimes you know the quality of what you're presenting gets lost.
Ako nema organizacije, ponekad kvaliteta onoga što prezentirate biva izgubljena.
So this is an extreme example to show you, you know, in your question, yes, there's when we're doing things, everything should be, you know, done properly.
Stoga je to primjer koji ti treba pokazati kako u biti kad radimo stvari sve treba biti učinjeno pravilno.
So that is bhakti.
To je bhakti.
Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
But if this devotee feels offended by this, do we take the reaction of Vaishnava apparat because we have offended a devotee?
I think it's a matter. You want to repeat that?
Ako se taj stari Vaishnava da kojeg je Dharma Gup pitao da ne pjeva, nađe uvrijeđenim, da li mi nosimo reakciju Vaishnava apparat ili smo uvrijedili starijeg Vaishnava?
I think it's a matter of doing things in the right way. If someone is ignorant, will they become offended because you give an instruction, which is an instruction based on what you perceive as the best thing? I don't think it's an offense.
Mislim da je, ako se neko uvrijedi radi stvari koje smo rekli koja je bila dobra za program iz neznanja, onda mislim da to nije uvreda.
I mean, Prabhupada was very strict.
Prabhupada je bio vrlo strikta.
He didn't, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I'll give you back to your point, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati wasn't so strict about devotees singing. Anybody could sing as long as they had some devotion. But Prabhupada was different.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati nije bio toliko striktan u vezi toga tko pjeva. Dogod je imao neku devociju u srcu, ali Prabhupada je bio drugačiji.
Because Prabhupada was preaching in Western countries and he knew people in the West, they like nice presentations.
Jer je Prabhupada propovjedao na zapadu i znao je da ljudi na zapadu vole finu prezentaciju.
And they're attracted by nice, the way things are presented in a very, what we say, attractive way.
I znaju da su ljudi privučeni sa tom finom prezentacijom.
So Prabhupada liked people who could play instruments and who could sing to lead the kirtans and to play the instruments, not just anybody.
Stoga je Prabhupada volio da osobe koje znaju pjevati i svirati instrumente fino da vode kirtan, ne sam bilo ko.
So sometimes we find ourselves telling someone don't sing or don't play the instrument because you can't play, you know. Learn how to play first.
Stoga se nalazimo u situaciji da moramo nekome kazati da ne pjeva ili ne svira instrument jer ne zna svirati. Stoga bi trebao prvo naučiti svirati instrument.
So that's for the benefit of others. One person becomes offended, but everyone else benefits.
Or
you make one person happy and everyone else is offended.
jedna osoba biva uvrijeđena, ali svi ostali su zadovoljni, ili u drugom slučaju ta osoba je zadovoljna, ali svi ostali su uvrijeđeni.
But you have to say no in a sweet way.
Ali morate reći ne Prabhu, na sladak način.
No.
Prabhu, ne.
I still love you, but no.
Još uvijek te volim, ali ne.
Okay, makes sense? Yes.
Ako imamo božanstva kod kuće, da li postoji neki minimum standarda koji trebamo slijediti?
If we have the deities at our home, is there a minimum standard that we should follow in the worship?
Minimum gornitai deities, you mean?
Gornitai?
Yeah. Minimum means, Prabhupada says with gornitai, they're happy or they worship nicely by kirtan.
Prabhupada je rekao da su gornitai zadovoljni, da su fino obožavani sa kirtan.
So just chant kirtan in front of them, chant your japa in front of them.
Stoga možemo pjevati kirtan ispred njih i mantrati japu.
And for worship, you can do the basic, offer some incense, some water, maybe a flower, that's nice.
I za obožavanje možemo ponuditi incense, cvijet i vodu, to je to.
And flower. That's nice.
And to je fin.
That's all you need to do with gornitai.
To je sve što trebate napraviti s gornitai.
Prabhupad?
And Prabhupad?
Same.
The same, isto.
Mm-hmm. It's better to keep it simple, and that way you have time for other things. If you can do more, but I have deities and I just keep it simple. Offer some incense, some water, like that.
To je dovoljno, ako imaš vremena, možeš napraviti više, ali bolje držati stvari jednostavnima, tako i možemo imati više vremena za druge stvari.
If you can do more, that's nice, but once you do more, you can't go less afterwards.
Ako možeš napraviti više, to je fino, ali jednom kad digneš standard, ne možeš ga više spuštati.
You can't drop a higher standard down to a lower standard. You can always bring a lower standard up, but once you go up, you can't go down.
Ne možeš viši standard spuštati na niži, možeš niži na viši, ali jedan put kad digneš standard...
So the understanding is do what you can maintain nicely.
Stoga je razumijevanje, uradi ono što možeš održavati fino.
In the case of gornitai, we can just do kirtan, that's all.
U slučaju gornitai možeš samo raditi kirtan.
And give him a glass of water once in a while.
Dati im čašu vode tu i tamo.
That's enough.
To je to.
Because, you know, it's hot, you need something to drink. But...
Jel je vruće, treba nešto zapiti.
But they're worshipped not by incense, but by harinam.
Ali obožavaju se harinamom, a ne incensom.
If you want to offer incense too, that's nice. But more important is chanting.
Najvažnije je, dakle, mantra.
Okay. Is that hard?
Je li to teško?
No, it's easy.
Jednostavno.
But the most important thing is your devotion.
Ali najvažnija je stvar tvoja devocija.
The Lord is accepting our devotion, our love.
Gospodin prihvaća našu devociju, ljubav.
Sanatan Goswami, he had a deity.
Sanatan Goswami je imao
božanstvo. And he didn't even have a home, so he would keep the deity in the tree.
Nije imao uopće kuću, tako ga je držao na stablu.
And his name was Madan Mohan.
Zvao se Madan Mohan božanstvo.
And he would say, I'm sorry, this is all I can give you.
Rekao, žao mi je, ovo je sve što ti mogu ponuditi.
And then he would live by begging.
Živio je od prošnje.
And he would offer whatever he would get by begging to the deity.
I ono što bi dobio prošnjom bi ponudio božanstvima.
But sometimes there was no salt.
Ali ponekad nije bilo soli. And
so he offered food to the deity with no salt.
Tako je hranu ponudio božanstvima bez soli.
So he would tell his deity, I'm sorry, I can't give you any salt.
Ja bih rekao božanstvima, žao mi je, ne mogu vam dati soli.
Plain food.
Samo običnu hranu.
So, and Madan Mohan was accepting.
Madan Mohan je prihvaćao.
So, Krishna doesn't require great opulence, but Krishna requires our devotion. So you do what you can do, but do it with devotion.
Krishna ne treba veliko obilje, njemu samo treba naša devocija, stoga napravi ono koliko možeš sa devocijom.
One time,
jednom,
Prabhupada, when he was traveling in India, and he was preaching in a place called Nellore.
Prabhupada je propovjedao, putovao po Indiji, u jedno mjesto.
And he met one very rich aristocratic lady.
I upoznao jednu vrlo bogatu aristokratsku damu.
And she, you know, she wanted to do a grand deity installation in her home.
I htjela napraviti veliku instalaciju božanstava u svojoj
kući. So she put on this grand display and she had all these brahmins coming. She had all this, you know, all this puja paraphernalia, so many decorations. It was a big display.
I tako
and she wanted Prabhupada to come and install the deities.
I tako je napravila veliku predstavu, dovela je toliko brahmana, prekrasni ukrasi i sve je bilo vrlo opulentno, bogato i htjela je da Prabhupada dođe i da instalira božanstvo.
Prabhupada could see she was just trying to impress everybody with her big display of, big, arrangements.
Prabhupada je mogao vidjeti da ona samo htjela impresionirati druge sa pokazivanjem svojih velikih aranžmana.
So Prabhupada came, he saw, he sat down, he said, give me a conch shell and some milk.
Prabhupada vidio to, došao je, sjeo i rekao, daj mi školjku i malo mlijeka.
So he had a conch shell, some milk, he poured the milk over the deity with the conch shell, he chanted Govindam, Govindam, Madi Purusham. Tamahamajami, he's chanting this. And he, for 15 minutes, after 15 minutes he stopped, he said, Didi's installed, got up and left.
Tako je Prabhupad stavio to mlijeko u školjku i okupao božanstva, pjevao Govinda Madi Purusham 15 minuta i rekao je, božanstva su instalirana i otišao.
And she was thinking, no, she's going to have a big program for 2-3 hours and it's going to be all mantras chanted and so many pujas and Prabhupad's 15 minutes he walked away.
Ona je mislila da će Prabhupada sad održati program od 2 sata sa vedskim mantrama, ali Prabhupada je došao 15 minuta.
So we impress Krishna with our bhakti.
Stoga Krishnu impresioniramo sa našim bhakti.
Krishna says, patram pushram phalam toyam yome bhakta panachyati.
Krishna
you
kaže,
offer me leaf, fruit, water and a leaf, flower, fruit and water with bhakti. These things are simple, but Krishna doesn't want these things so much. He wants your bhakti. You have to offer something. So if you offer these simple things with bhakti, Krishna is happy.
Da, Krishna želi samo da mu ponudimo cvijet, voće, vodu, ali to nije ono što Krishna želi. On želi da mu to ponudimo s bhakti, sa ljubavlju.
And if you want to do more, that's nice.
Ako želimo napraviti više, to je isto fino.
But what's important is your devotion.
Ali ono što je bitno je naša devocija.
A isto u vezi božanstava.
Connected to the deities.
Samo da se sjetim.
Oh.
It's gone.
No, it's okay.
It's gone.
I forgot too. Don't worry, you can maybe later after you can think for a few minutes. Yes, Ricardo.
Naš se pokret temelji na principima, ima jako puno principa. Kako ti gledaš na situaciju kad se po pitanju principa mora napraviti kompromis u odnosu na vrijeme, mjesto, okolnosti?
Our movement is based on many principles, and there are so many of these principles. And he's asking, how are you viewing when sometimes, according to the place and circumstances, we maybe have to
adjust
these principles?
Yeah.
And,
that's correct.
Da, to je točno.
It takes intelligence how to do that, though.
Potrebna je inteligencija kako da primijenimo te principe.
Not everyone can be the person who does justice. Someone who has to have some intelligence and some devotional strength, they can understand how best to apply the principles according to time, place and circumstance.
Osoba treba imati inteligenciju, duhovnu snagu, da zna kako najbolje primijeniti principe s obzirom na mjesto, vrijeme i okolnosti.
You have to be Krishna conscious.
Trebamo biti svjesni Krishna.
Not everybody can do it. If you're not Krishna conscious and you just adjust because you think, oh, I should adjust, and you may make a mistake.
Trebamo biti svjesni Krishne. Ako nismo svjesni Krishne i radimo te promjene, može doći do greške.
And sometimes, you know, like I was a pujari at Prabhupada's palace in New Vrindavan.
Ja sam bio pujari u Prabhupadovoj palači u Novom Vrindavanu.
And Prabhupada was the deity at the palace, and people would come to see the palace and come to take darshan from Prabhupada.
I taj Prabhupada bio tu kao božanstvo, ljudi su dolazili, gledali, uzeli bi darshan od Prabhupada.
And sometimes people would come and Prabhupada was taking rest.
Prabhupada je bio tu i ponekad bi se Prabhupada odmarao kad bi ljudi došli.
You know, but my understanding was that Prabhupada wanted to meet people anytime they come. So I would wake up Prabhupada if guests came. I would open the curtains so they could get darshan of Prabhupada.
A moje razumijevanje je bilo da Prabhupada želi vidjeti ljude, tako čak i ako spava, tako da bi ja otvorio, kad bi ljudi došli da mogu uzeti darshan Prabhupada.
So usually we don't do that. You know, when the deity is resting, people come, we say come a different time. But sometimes you just have to... You make some adjustments.
Mi to uglavnom ne činimo ako božanstva spava i ljudima kažemo da dođu neki drugi put, ali ponekad trebamo napraviti tu prilagodbu. Mm.
Some dislike, for example, here's another one.
I was
just at the camp in not the camp, but the Polish tour and Kurma Prabhu, the famous cook, you know, Kurma.
Kurma Prabhu na poljskoj turneji.
So he was putting on a demonstration in one of the tents, and but you know he was doing this big demonstration, but he wasn't making an offering. He was just cooking the food and then giving it to people at the end.
Radio je prezentaciju u kuhanju, ali nije nudio hranu, nego bi skuhao i samo dao ljudima.
So you know, some devotees were complaining, oh, it's not prasadam.
Neki bhakte su se bunili, a nije prasadam.
But he was doing it as a service, and you know. He could offer it into his mind because it wasn't practical to do an offering in front of everyone. Plus everyone was already eating the food by the time he was preparing it, you know, because non-devotees, they look at the food in a different way the karmis look at, I mean the devotees. So it wasn't practical to do an offering, but still the food was prasadam. Sometimes you just can't stop and do a regular offering, but if you do the devotional act, then according to sign, place and circumstance, Krishna understands and accepts it anyway. So that has to be adjusted accordingly. And you have to have the intelligence how to do that.
I on, neki bhakti se bunili, a to nije prasadam, ali jednostavno nije bilo praktično da se napravi ponuda tada. I inako su karmi to već gledali sa svojim očima praktično jeli, tako da... treba napraviti tu prilagodbu s obzirom na vrijeme, mjesto i okolnosti, a s obzirom da je on to radio kao devocijska služba, to je bio prasadam, jer je Krišna to tako shvatio.
So, it, you know, not everyone can do that.
Ali ne može to svako napraviti.
But there are persons who are designated to make adjustments like that.
Postoje osobe koje su određene, koje mogu napraviti te promjene, prilagodbe.
Any other questions? You remembered. Okay. Don't forget now. Hurry up.
Ponekad nam situacija u životu dozvoli da povećamo standarde obožavanja božanstava i onda održavamo. Međutim, nakon nekog vremena iznenada se stvari promijene i onda ne možemo više održavati povišene standarde. Šta se onda događa? Kako to Krishna vidi?
Sometimes we have a situation in life where we can increase these standards of deity worship, but then without our prior knowledge, things change, the situation changes after some time, and we cannot maintain anymore this higher standard.
Hmm.
What happens in that situation?
That's why always keep it simple, because you might expect that to happen in the future. So don't artificially increase. And if you do increase, maintain it. Because if you don't, it's an offense.
Stoga bi uvijek trebali stvari držati jednostavne i ne bismo trebali bismo anticipirati eventualne moguće promjene i ne raditi stvari umjetno. Stoga je najbolje Maharaj kaže, ako dignemo standard, ne možemo ga spuštati, ili je to uvreda.
You have to have a little foresight.
Trebamo imati malo gledati unaprijed.
I mean, you can't be 100% what we say, able to understand everything that may happen in the future, but try to avoid that by keeping things simple.
Ne možemo uvijek 100% predvidjeti i shvatiti stvari koje će se desiti u budućnosti, ali trebali bismo pokušati to izbjeći i držati stvari jednostavno.
In the temples we have a certain minimum standard, we have to follow that, but in the homes you can, it's different, you know.
U hramu imamo minimalni standard koji moramo slijediti, ali kod kuće je drugačije.
Any other questions?
Još neko pitanje?
Okay. Thank you.